VWA, DJW.
U2T, I haven't heard Steve yet, and I've been on here for about 20 minutes listening.
He probably, he might be getting out of, church a little early. It's 6 minutes till noon, and from what I remember from my childhood, they usually let out around noon. So I was just taking a chance. How you doing, Rusty? Is it raining where you are?
Oh, yeah, I'm sitting in line over here at Zaxby's in Spartanburg. And my church gets out at 11:30, so we're a few minutes after that today. But other than that, you know, and Zaxby's is about a 10-minute ride up from the church to where Zaxby's is over here, so easy to get up here. And I feel for this poor young lady that's standing outside taking orders, you know.
Like any fun, but that's the job. We're headed your way, headed to Spartanburg. Wife's got to go back to work. Next month, it'd be a year that we were working together for a year. And those good times have come to an end. So I got to go help her set up her office with some cable management and stuff like that. So she got used to the way she wanted it at home, and she realized she could do more at work. So now she's going to spruce work up to be as good as at home is.
Who does she work for over this way?
ACA in Spartanburg.
Oh, okay. Yep. Well, that's a good deal. This is just a line over here. It's not raining that hard, you know. It's just enough to be miserable if you have to stand out in it for long periods of time. At least this gal's got a hooded raincoat, so she's, you know, not having to... It's not her equipment that's standing out there in the rain with her, you know?
The hoodie works really good. I started using them in my older age. I had them all my life, but I never really pulled the hood up on them until recently. And, you know, with a beanie cap on and a hoodie and some decent gloves and some layering, you can stay warm when it's cold outside.
Yep, you can. And I wear jackets with hoods on them all the time, and sometimes I'll double layer the jackets and put two hoods up. Well, let me go here a second. I'm getting ready to pull up here, and I'm going to need to place my order with this young lady before I pull her. Then I get to wait in her line to go around the other side to get the get my food. Be back in a few minutes, W2T.
See you later. My wife had to tell me something. I'm still not sure what she told me. Anyway, have a good lunch. Good talking to you, Rusty. W4DJW Mobile.
In line again, W2Z.
There was one of two down, and now you're waiting on two?
Yeah, I got the order placed. Now I got to go wait till I get around the other side of the building, because the gal taking the orders is standing on one side of the building where you come up the initial drive for the drive-through, and then you got to go around behind the building and then up the other side to where the actual pickup is for the drive-through. And so it's not bad. I'm getting lunch, little sandwiches and fries, and a drink with it for $8. So not a bad deal.
Is that blue seafood place or wherever that was we were talking about last time you were going to get lunch? What was that?
Blue Bay, yeah, and I don't go there every Sunday. I get bored with it, and I used to go a lot more, but of course right now I'm on the short end of the stick because payday's not till Wednesday this week.
I don't really pay attention to those these days, but I'm looking for retirement coming up, and I'm going to have to start paying it. Those days are going to start being significant to me again, Rusty.
Get two checks a month. My Navy retirement comes the first of each month, and then whatever the third Wednesday is when my Social Security check shows up.
These days, other than ham radio, to keep yourself occupied and keep COVID from driving you crazy.
Well, ham radio. I'm still singing in the church choir. I'm on the. I still sing. Get barbershop. We don't get together to sing as much as we used to, but I'm a vice president of events for the district, for the Carolinas District of Barbershop, which is North and South Carolina. So that keeps me going and doing things. And of course, I'm the secretary of the Century Club Radio Club that I'm, and I'm the secretary of them. And we had board meeting last night, so I have that. And I call Nets and and work on awards for different things and just kind of do this and that. Little things at church every now and again just keep me busy. I've got a lot and just enough to keep me busy, that's for sure.
Through a dull moment. That's good, though. That's what you're supposed to do, right? That's what Ray always warned everybody against. When you retire, don't slow down. Keep going. Go faster.
Like yesterday morning, it was the second Saturday of the month, and the second Saturday of every month, our church is the church that's heading up the Carpenter's Table over here, which is a food bank that we're one of the five churches that sponsor it. So on that, on the second Saturday of each month, we're over there by 7 a.m. on Saturday morning and breaking out all the stuff, and then we handle clients that come to our door. Now, we don't let them come through anymore, but they come up to the window and they register, and we give them a number, and they go back and sit in their car, and then one of our runners goes through and picks up the stuff for them and takes it out, puts it in their car. And we handled about 90 families yesterday that come through, even in all that nasty weather.
That's good work. That's noble. I'm sure they appreciate it.
Our church does it the second Saturday of every month, so, and I'm on the Building and Grounds Committee of Church, too, along with everything else that I do, so it's, I just try to keep myself busy, I'm going to drop out for a minute or two because I'm pulling up here to the window. They're going to want some money, and I want them to stamp my card, and I want my food, so be back in a minute. WU2T.
All right, Rusty. Talk to you later. W4DJW Mobile.
Hey, on the road again.
There to see if anybody else wanted to jump in. So you're on your final leg. You headed home now?
As soon as I get out of the parking lot here. Unfortunately, this Zaxby's is only about, half a block or a block down from a major traffic light at the intersection of Blackstock Road and Reedville Road, just where you come off of Interstate 26 over here. So trying to get out of this parking lot sometimes can be a pain. And on my way home, lunch smells good already. I get all my little sandwiches and my fries and my drink for $8. I'm good to go right now.
Some paths, W4DJW, just not at the same time. I'll be crossing that same path in a little bit, but you'll probably be at home eating by then.
It takes me about 10 minutes to get from here over to the house because unfortunately, I still got to go through traffic lights. And the way my luck usually runs, when I've got hot food and I'm trying to get home to keep it hot, I catch every red light along the way. But there's three in between Zaxby's and my house. But it's enough of a ride that gets me there. And got to watch the idiots out here on the road today. There are some people that don't have any clue on how to drive on wet roads. I've figured that out. I've already seen two places today going down roads where people have been in the ditch. Somebody has been in the ditch at some time, and one they took out a road highway sign. So I imagine that was a nasty one because that was about a 4-foot drop-off in the ditch there that I went by on my way to church this morning. And you had your COVID shot yet?
Too young to get the COVID shot. I'm not even on the list yet. I don't think they've made it below this, down into the 60s. So I don't know when that'll be. But I don't go out much. When I do go out, it's not a place where there's a whole lot of people normally. So but we both got sick the other day. Well, Amy got more sick than I did. But we both had our bouts of sickness and thinking that might be COVID. But not sick enough to go find out whether it was or wasn't. But, when you have stuff delivered to the house, there could be a little piece of COVID on it. and you could get it. And if you're an asymptomatic carrier, you wouldn't even know it. We're crossing over from Greer into Lyman right now. Just so you know, we got a long way to go. You'll probably be, your 10 minutes will be up. You'll be at home before we cross over where you were just a few minutes ago. W2T, W4DJW Mobile.
W2T. Yep, I'm, like I said, I'm going through the second traffic light now, which was red when I got here. But it does have a turn arrow, so it helps. Well, I've had it, so I know what it's like. And it was, the sickness itself was not that bad for me. I had it hit me for about 4 days. But it's all the other crap that comes along with it that, you know, you get, I didn't have any cough. I didn't lose my sense of smell or my taste, like a lot of people have done. I had the headaches. I had the fever for about 4 days or so there. And it's just the other things that show up along with it, like diarrhea comes off of it. And you know, just anything you eat just doesn't seem to... One day you can eat something, the next, and it won't bother you. The next day you eat it, and it tears your stomach up. So go figure. And but they say that part of it can last for 5 to 8 weeks after you're over it. But I finished my COVID, 14 days of quarantine, and then got a head cold, which for the next 7 days, 5 out of those 7 days, I was either in my recliner covered up with a, and the reclined back and covered up snoozing, or laying in on the bed covered up snoozing. So I caught one right after the other, if you know what I mean.
So pinpoint where you got it, like you were in, singing in the church choir, and 22 out of 24 people got it, and so you figured that must be it, or was it anything like that, or you just still don't have a clue where you picked it up?
Not a clue where I picked it up, because out of the church choir, we've had exactly 2 people in the choir itself come down with it. And we both got it at different times, so we're both over it. Oh, there's a blue light special going on out here. Some cops got 2 people stopped out here. Highway patrolman's got a couple of guys, people, cars stopped. And all. But now I have no clue. And, you know, actually it hit me on a Wednesday. And I didn't actually go to the doctor until the third day when I really felt the worst, which was Friday. And that's when they diagnosed me as having it. So, and, but, and after going back in the latter part of last year and having been tested 3 times during the month of September and not having ever had it or not having it, it still raked me that when I got it, I was after I'd gone to Florida and come back and been back for 3 months, and then I caught it, you know, after the first of the year. Go figure.
Yeah, Florida was a really hot spot back in that time. And then, well, I guess when you caught it, when the upstate got to be a very hot spot. And it were, you know, we were one of the states that was colored in red, and there weren't that many, right, when we turned into a hot spot. But, oh well, glad it turned out well for you. And for that strain of it, you might have built up some immunities, but I hear there's now like 4,000 or 40,000 or something different strains, so thing mutates about as fast as it spreads. W4DJW.
Well, it's about like the flu. And actually, when you first get it, you're going to feel like you have the flu. That's what I felt like. I was catching the flu. And you know, and I was worried about having a, you know, I had a little bit of a sore throat, and I was worried about getting strep throat, because January, it's cold, the weather was nasty, so that's why I went to the doctor. And then they said, nope, you've got the COVID. But they say, once you've had it, you've got about a five, depending upon how bad, about a 5 month, anywhere from 5 to 8 month time in there in which you probably would not catch it again, because you're pretty well immune to it for a while. But I get to go to Costco on the 25th of this month and get my first shot. And then hopefully I'll be able to get the and they'll line me up for the second one, because you're supposed to have them 2 weeks apart. And and all. But I follow that nice age category because I'll be two months from yesterday, I'll be 74, Dave.
He was 10 years older than me. I'll be 74 in October. Actually, you are more than, you're 10 years and a few months older than me. So, you're doing good for 74 years old, Rusty. You're doing most excellent. Amy said she had the same, she felt exactly the same way you were describing it. Like she had the flu first. And then she only had one night that was bad, and her oxygen level dropped down to 90. And it's never been that low. It's always 96 or 98 or 99. And her heart rate was like 123 or something like that. And her temperature was 101. And that was only during one night. The next day, the temperature started coming back down, and everything was good. The oxygen level pumped back up. She felt miserable, achy miserable, but after that, she's better. And so far, knock on wood, I haven't... it hasn't hit me yet. I'm not looking forward to it when it does. W4DJW.
See, and if you're an O blood type, you're going to be well. You're almost immune to it if you're an O blood type. It's very rare that somebody with an O blood type gets it. I've got an A positive, so I'm in that fishbowl that that shooting fish in a barrel type thing. And Amy, I hope you're feeling somewhat better since you're going back to work, and since I know you're sitting with Dave there. Anyway, well, I have arrived home. I have my food, I have my drink, and I probably got a dog inside the door that wants to get out since she's been there since about 9:30 this morning. Dave, I'll talk to you later. Maybe catch you on the air tonight if you have a chance to check into the weather if I'm not on HF net. Catch you later. I'm going to go eat lunch and then go take a nap. W4DJW, W2T, 73s.
All right, Rusty, good talking to you. Yeah, I think she must have the O type. I've got the A. A is the worst, I think. And O is the other end of the scale, and then everybody else is in between. Anyway, enjoy your lunch. Good talking to you. Pet the dog on the head, and enjoy your nap after you eat. W2T, W4DJW Mobile.
W4DJD Mobile from W4WA.
W4W, I didn't get the last letter. W4DJW, go ahead.
Yeah, it's Alpha, Whiskey 4, Whiskey America. Name's Ron. I just wanted to get a radio check. I've been working on this 847. It's a Yaesu, and I just got it back on the air. I just wanted to see if it sounded okay.
Sounds like you're sitting in the seat right next to me, W4WA. That's a good call. That'd be easy to remember after a while. Anyway, it sounds great. Whatever you've got, whatever you're doing, you're on your X.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, and I'll let you get back to what you was doing there. 73s from W4WA.
All right, have a good day. W4DJW Mobile. W4DJW.
Oh, I had the volume turned down here for a while. Oh, just sitting here reading at the computer about an engine failure a guy had on a general aviation aircraft when he had a gasket on a spin-on oil filter blow when him and his son were flying, and reading the NOTAM of conflict with Air Force One, and watching Life Below Zero on the TV, drinking a cup of coffee and eating a piece of this chocolate cake roll that Bernice made. Is that TMI?
TMI. That's Life Below Zero. What's that, like down in the Arctic or up in the Arctic Circle?
I would say it was up in Kansas. Oh, yeah, I love it. Yeah, that and Mountain Men. It's just incredible what those people do, and they live on subsistence. In other words, they eat what they catch and shoot, and they go out there braving 50 below zero. But, you know, I looked back there at Pittsburgh, Kansas this morning, and it was zero and a 17 degrees below zero wind chill. You know, I don't ever remember it being 17 below. I remember 4, 5, 6, 7 below, but never that. And they've been that way for a week now, Dave.
That is frigid. That's like Steve kind of weather up in South Dakota. I remember, like you said, getting down just a little bit below zero here, but never stayed there that long. But, you know, when it gets like that, people learn how to live like that, and it's not as bad as we think it is. Right? Like Steve does that, and that's just a day in the life of what he does in South Dakota. It's nothing. Whereas I look at that and I cringe. But when you wear lots of layers and stuff like that, and you're moving, you can, you know, humans can survive like that. W4DJW.
Me, that the dogs pulling those dog sleds can do what they do, like a 1,000-mile trip on the Iditarod. Wow, that's just incredible. But it's on the History Channel and one of the other National Geographic, I think. Watch it sometime. It's really amazing how versatile those people are. Well, the problem now is up there, in Texas and on north there, they're getting ice in places that they're not accustomed to it. How much was they getting this morning, did it say, Bernice, in the paper? Ice, how thick? Up to what? Quarter to half an inch ice. You get quarter inch ice on a power line, you lose power, you've lost heat in your environment.
Did you guys ever watch that Alaskan Bush People?
I don't like the clientele on there. They're kind of scuddy. So I generally don't watch that one.
Well, we stopped watching it for the same reason. It got that way. In the beginning, it was a lot better, but like you say, the later I got into it, the less and less we watched it. But Amy said the father on that show passed away. Did you know that?
Remember him, Bernice, the father on the Alaskan Bush People? I don't know. They just, I don't like that, but sorry to hear that, of course, but I like that lady in Light Below Zero that's up there. Oh, I think she's either 150 miles, I think north of the Arctic Circle. And she has an airstrip, and it's a place that old Coast Guard or people in trouble and that can land there, or if they just want to take on fuel. And she's up there by herself, and she reminds me a lot of Bernice's mom out on the farm. And she's amazing. I mean, she goes out and hunts caribou and dresses them. And one day she shot a bear, and she got mauled by a bear another time. But she has a group of Quonset huts up there for the most part, and her own generating system and all. But very, very capable of taking care of herself. It's funny, she's a heavy set lady. You'll see her out there walking around with her 44 Magnum on her side and carrying a big game rifle.
You know, NASA's planning a trip to Mars, and I'm thinking those are the kind of people they need to learn from. They study going out. I mean, those people, they're prepared for just about anything that comes their way, because they can stay there for years and years on end, and who knows what's going to come from one day to the next. So, you know, I think NASA could probably learn from those people quite a bit.
Well, there's survival schools up in that area. I know that I think I'm sure the Air Force had one, and I think the Navy might have had a polar survival. I didn't go to that one. I went to one in the mountains of California. But you do learn a lot, and they teach you a lot. And it's worthy of learning. I've been put in those positions a couple of times. where survival was right on the edge of not surviving as a civilian in a bad snowstorm. I delivered a part up to a mine in northern Missouri. And as I come across the prairie there, it was below zero, tremendous winds, and the highway disappeared, and there was no traffic. And then Bernice and I got caught at the Kansas City Airport in the out parking place, I forget what you call that. And the bus let us off and left, and we couldn't find our car, and it was like that. And we had just come back from, Las Vegas, I think? And we were not dressed for it, really. And there was a phone booth there, actually. It reminds you of Superman. And I was just thinking, we had to get into that. And we were praying that that phone worked. And it took them a little while to get out to us, but the phone actually worked, Dave. And that really makes you think about what you should have in your trunk when you go in places like that.
That's exactly what you're saying. I know I flew into Chicago one time and I got off the plane and I didn't even think about it being cold. And when I got off the plane, I had no coat or anything. I just had like regular shirt on and t-shirt. And first place I went after I got a car was to buy a coat because it was freezing. You're absolutely right. We can travel so far so fast nowadays, get ourselves in trouble. Anyway, I'm about here to Amy's work, so I'm going to let you go. But have a good day. Good talking to you, Tom. You and Bernice, stay safe. W4DJW.
Okay, Dave. Good to talk to you. Yeah, as I was coming across that prairie out there, the heater in my 1962 Ford quit. And there was no highway to see. You just had to guess. And I would have to stop every few minutes and scrape the windshield off. And my breath was freezing on the inside of the windshield. It was a scary situation. See you later, Dave. W4DJW and 0TR, clear.